Okay, if you would please open in your Bibles as we continue our reading together. We're at Exodus chapter 30. Exodus 30. We read about all the details for the putting together the tent of meeting and the priestly garments. So we continue today. Exodus chapter 30. Moreover, you shall make an altar as a place for burning incense. You shall make it of acacia wood. Its length shall be a cubit and its width a cubit. It shall be square and its height shall be 2 cubits. Its horns shall be of one piece with it, and you shall overlay it with pure gold, its tops and its sides all around, and its horns. And you shall make a gold molding all around for it, and you shall make 2 gold rings for it under its molding. You shall make them on its 2 side walls, on opposite sides, and they shall be holders for poles with which to carry it. And you shall make the poles of acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you shall put this altar in front of the veil that is near the Ark of the Testimony, in front of the mercy seat that is over the Ark of the Testimony, where I will meet with you. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. He shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. And when Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense. There shall be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering, and you shall not pour out a libation on it. And Aaron shall make atonement on its horns once a year. He shall make atonement on it with the blood of the sin offering of atonement once a year throughout your generations. It is most holy to the Lord. The Lord also spoke to Moses, saying, when you take a census of the sons of Israel to number them, then each one of them shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord when you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them. This is what everyone who is numbered shall give, half a shekel according to the shekel of the sanctuary. The shekel is 20 gerahs, half a shekel as a contribution to the Lord. Everyone who is numbered from 20 years old and over shall give the contribution to the Lord. The rich shall not pay more, and the poor shall not pay less than the half shekel when you give the contribution to the Lord to make atonement for yourselves. And you shall make the atonement money, and you shall take the atonement money from the sons of Israel, and shall give it for the service of the tent of meeting, that it may be a memorial for the sons of Israel before the Lord, to make atonement for yourselves. And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, you shall also make a laver of bronze with its base of bronze for washing, and you shall put it between the tent of meeting and the altar, and you shall put water in it. And Aaron and his sons shall wash their hands and their feet from it. When they enter the tent of meeting, they shall wash with water, that they may not die. Or when they approach the altar to minister, by offering up in smoke a fire sacrifice to the Lord, so they shall wash their hands and their feet, that they may not die, and it shall be a perpetual statute for them, for Aaron and his descendants throughout their generations. Moreover, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, take also for yourself the finest of spices, of flowing myrrh 500 shekels, and of fragrant cinnamon half as much, 250, and of fragrant cane 250, and of cassia 500, according to the shekel of the sanctuary, and of olive oil a hin. And you shall make of these a holy anointing oil, a perfume mixture, the work of a perfumer. It shall be a holy anointing oil. And with it you shall anoint the tent of meeting and the ark of the testimony and the table and all its utensils and the lampstand and its utensils and the altar of incense and the altar of burnt offering and all its utensils and the laver and its stand. You shall also consecrate them that they may be most holy. Whatever touches them shall be holy. And you shall anoint Aaron and his sons and consecrate them that they may minister as priests to me. And you shall speak to the sons of Israel, saying, This shall be a holy anointing oil to me throughout your generations. It shall not be poured on anyone's body, nor shall you make any like it in the same proportions. It is holy, and it shall be holy to you. Whoever shall mix any like it, or whoever puts any of it on a layman, shall be cut off from his people. Then the Lord said to Moses, Take for yourself spices, stacca and onycha and galbium, spices with pure frankincense. There shall be an equal part of each. And with it you shall make incense, a perfume, the work of a perfumer, salted, pure and holy. And you shall beat some of it very fine, and put part of it before the testimony in the tent of meeting, where I shall meet with you. It shall be most holy to you. And the incense which you shall make, you shall not make in the same proportions for yourself. It shall be holy to you for the Lord. Whoever shall make any like it to use as perfume shall be cut off from his people. Thus reads the Word of God. Exodus 37 through 9. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. He shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. And when Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense. There shall be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. You shall not offer any strange incense on this altar, or burnt offering, or meal offering, and you shall not pour out a libation on it. As we continue moving forward in our reading of the Old Testament, we're seeing the design that God established for every detail of the construction of the tent of meeting, and the sections of the tent which needed to meet his very precise and perfect specifications. This would not be a meeting place left to the whims and fancies of human thought and planning. It was very rigidly designed to the exact measurements required and exactingly deliberate in its functionality. Then within the tent, each article was spelled out, even to the blueprint of the figures and symbols and emblems to be carved into the wood or etched into the metal. Nothing was left to happenstance. It was exact and defined and to be considered as holy unto the Lord God Almighty. The every stitch and seam was to be dealt with in precision and in honor to the Lord. As well, as we have before us in today's reading, the manner of the service of the priest was also very specific and defined and precise. Not only in the unique garments to be worn, but the priest had to be cleansed, as signified in the prescribed manner of washing before entering unto the service before God. As well, what they were to do was detailed and deliberately ordered. It was not to be a ministry unto God and from God unto the people, in which they were free to interject their ideas and less than acceptable patterns of behavior. What they were to do and how they were to do it was prescribed exactly by the Lord. This was to prevent them from perishing in their lack of reverence for His holiness. The details of this morning's passage specify that manner in which the priests were to keep incense burning before the altar of God. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it. He shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. And when Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense. There shall be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. The key to this is the fact that the incense represented the prayers of the people being continually brought before God for the seeking of His effectual dealing with them. Whether the prayers were prayers of supplication, or worship, or thanksgiving, or mourning, or whatever they might convey, it was the priest's perpetual duty to bring them before the presence of God. As detailed in Leviticus 16, 12, and 13, this was part of the responsibility that they had as priests. Leviticus 16, 12, and 13. And he shall take a fire pan full of coals of fire from upon the altar before the Lord, and two handfuls of finely ground sweet incense, and bring it inside the veil. And he shall put the incense on the fire before the Lord, that the cloud of incense may cover the mercy seat that is on the ark of the testimony, lest he die. This was not a duty to be taken haphazardly in any manner, since the very life of the priest hung in the balance with regard to how he carried out the proper burning of the incense. It was his duty to fill the interior with the cloud of sweet fragrance as representing those prayers of the people before the mercy seat of God. Part of the reason for this severity of service was that the priests were bringing the voice of the people before God and the voice of God to the people. This was a tremendous obligation upon the priests because they were making known to God what the needs of the people were. This was because of the fact that the people didn't know how to pray perfectly unto the Lord God Almighty. They were not accustomed to the manner in which they were to bring their various prayer requests to the throne of God's grace. They were often so afraid of Him that they could not bring before Him the real substance of what they were seeking from Him. They did not know how to pray or to commune with God. So the priests were their intercessors, making known the petitions and the earnest desires of the people unto the Lord. Therefore, as we read in Deuteronomy 33:10, the office of priesthood included teaching the people as to the manner in which they were to obey and to honor the Lord. And that would include the means of offering their prayers. Deuteronomy 33:10. They shall teach thine ordinances to Jacob and thy law to Israel. They shall put incense before thee and whole burnt offerings on thine altar. They were to offer the incense as prayers unto God from the people, and then instruct the people as to what the Lord required of them. This was not in terms of the people becoming priests, because that was determined by God through the tribe of Levi. However, the people were to know what the Lord expected of them, just as the people expected the priests to carry their requests unto the Lord. We see this representation of prayers by the burning of incense recounted for us by the psalmist in Psalms 141, 1 and 2. Psalms 141, 1 and 2. O Lord, I call upon Thee. Hasten to me. Give ear to my voice when I call to Thee. May my prayer be counted as incense before Thee, the lifting up of my hands as the evening offering. The manner of the priest's service did not preclude the people from praying themselves, as we have witnessed in many places throughout the Old Testament. Many were the prayers of Job and Daniel and the other prophets as they cried out to God in the various stages of their walk on this earth. But even the psalmist accounted his prayers as the rising of incense before the throne of God's grace. It was the standard element of priestly service which was established at the time of this morning's reading. As well, we see it evidenced into the New Testament, as in Luke 1:8-13, where we have the account of Zacharias being told that he would have a son who was to become John the Baptist. Please read with me. Luke 1:8-13. Luke 1, beginning with verse 8. Now it came about, while he was performing his priestly service before God, in the appointed order of his division, according to the custom of the priestly office, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering. And an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing to the right of the altar of incense. And Zacharias was troubled when he saw him, and fear gripped him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your petition has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you will give him the name John." Please notice how it was at the time of the incense offering in which the people were gathered to pray. He was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were in prayer outside at the hour of the incense offering. Zacharias was bringing the prayers of the people before God in his chosen service when he was informed of the imminent conception of his son. This was God's way of answering those prayers of those of his people for all those centuries who were seeking the coming of the Lord's Messiah. John the Baptist would be the one to prepare the way of the Lord as the direct answer to all those prayers that had been sent before the Lord in the offerings of incense. Zacharias was made aware of this response of God at the time of bringing the prayers of the people through the incense offering. With Jesus Christ and his fulfillment of the law, and our being made priests forever through him, there has been a setting aside of the actual offering of incense before the Lord. We are now brought into the very presence of God by the holiness and the righteousness of the Lord Jesus Christ himself. Therefore, we have no need of other priests to offer up our prayers. We are free to do so through the ministry of the Holy Spirit by the intercession of Jesus Christ himself. Christ made this known before he left this earth, as recorded in the Gospel of John. If you would please open to John. The first passage is John 14:25-27. Where he told his disciples about the ministry that the Holy Spirit would perform when he was sent. John 14:25-27. "These things I have spoken to you while abiding with you, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I said to you. Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be fearful." The Holy Spirit would bring to their remembrance what Christ had taught them. That is one of the marvelous works of the Holy Spirit, in that he teaches us all things in opening up the Scripture and making it to be alive and rich and full in our hearts and in our lives. Along with this teaching of truth, the Holy Spirit gives us peace, so that we are no longer afraid to face all the challenges of this life. One aspect of this peace is the peace to be in the direct presence of the Lord God Almighty, and to be able to bring before His throne of grace and mercy our every prayer request and our prayers of praise and thanksgiving and those requests on the behalf of others who are not able to pray for themselves at this moment. In John 16, verses 7 through 15, the Lord continued to encourage His disciples and us about the work and the help that we have by the Holy Spirit, as we can read together. John 16, verses 7 through 15. John 16. But I tell you the truth, it is to your advantage that I go away. For if I do not go away, the Helper shall not come to you. But if I go, I will send Him to you. And He, when He comes, will convict the world concerning sin and righteousness and judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe in Me. And concerning righteousness, because I go to the Father, and you no longer behold Me. And concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have many more things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. For He will not speak on His own initiative, but whatever He hears, He will speak. And He will disclose to you what is to come. He shall glorify Me, for He shall take of Mine and shall disclose it to you. All things that the Father has are Mine. Therefore I said that He takes of Mine and will disclose it to you. The Holy Spirit is vital to our growth into all the truth and reality of what it means to be a Christian. When we receive the salvation of God through Jesus Christ, we are made to be partakers of His very life. As such, we need to be brought into the every course of what it means to live in the truth of His resurrection life. Accordingly, it is the Holy Spirit who opens up the every detail of what our holiness in Christ now entails. Much like the very specific and detail-oriented nature of the construction of the tent of meeting and the need to treat all the elements of God with utter and complete reverence, we are taught by the Holy Spirit through the living Word of God how to live on this earth, how to deal with one another now and for all of eternity in Jesus Christ. He does this in developing degrees of revelation and working power in a manner in which we are not utterly consumed, but taught and instructed and guided lovingly and livingly into every truth. First, in this tremendous opportunity of ministry, as we read in Romans 8, 26 and 27, is the fact that we are taught by God Himself, the Holy Spirit, how to pray. Romans 8, 26 and 27. And in the same way, the Spirit also helps our weakness. For we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. And He who searches the hearts knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. Just as the people needed the priests to teach them how to pray and to act on their behalf in offering up the incense as the course of the people's prayers. So do we have the Holy Spirit teaching us how to pray. And there are those instances when we do not know what to ask for, or even how to begin to bring the deep things in our hearts before God. At those times, the Holy Spirit intercedes for us, always causing our heart's cry to be in line with the will of God. It is a marvelous gift to have the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent helper ministering to our every time of need in prayer. This is why Jesus knew that his disciples and we could not function without the indwelling of the Holy Spirit, making known the very will of God in every instance. Next time we're together in 4 weeks, Lord willing, we'll look at the fact that our prayers are received at the throne of God's grace by the active and eternal intercession of our Lord Jesus Christ. This is in conjunction with the manifested working of the Holy Spirit. All our prayers are conveyed as if on the rising smoke of fragrant incense, through the perpetual intercession of our beloved Lord Jesus Christ on our behalf. So be it. And Aaron shall burn fragrant incense on it, and he shall burn it every morning when he trims the lamps. And when Aaron trims the lamps at twilight, he shall burn incense. There shall be perpetual incense before the Lord throughout your generations. Amen.